Good afternoon, Alex speaking.
Hey Alex, this is Andrea calling. How are you doing?
Oh, hi Andrea. I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. I was trying to see, were you all still gonna try to close at least, sometime before the 3rd of September, or you don't think that's possible?
Were you able to get the
Yes, I'm
release?
gonna I'm gonna get the release from the realtor and everything. I'm going over there today, and everything, because he was, for some reason, he wasn't in the office, and I don't know, exactly what was going on with that. And we had that storm and stuff, so I don't know if he was, affected
Oh,
by
yeah.
that or not. But I've actually touched base, with him today and everything. So that's the reason why I was wondering. Because are you all looking at closing within the 30 days, or you think it's going to be longer than that?
Well, if you're gonna get the release right now, I know you said you need it like on the 26th, right? So that give us like 1 week from now to, and I think that's a really tight timeline for a property like this. We
Okay,
can
'cause
do
that's
our
what I
best.
wanted to know. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right, we can do our best. As you can see, even your agent has taken months to get this off your hands, but we have a few different connections, and we have have a few different ways of doing this, but it's like just part of our process is finding the right partners to close this deal, and that's what we're gonna do here. And just to follow the has been proven to work for us time and time again. I would say that it's just going to be a tight timeline if we're looking to close on the 26th. We're still looking at the 30 days until you close or until you get that release from your agent.
So you're saying 30 days from the time we get the release from the agent?
Yes, I'd say so.
Oh, okay. Because otherwise I would need to see. So y'all for sure that you all want to get the property. That's what I'm saying.
Well, like what I've said, we do have like partners who are really looking to buy this type of properties. So, we might be able to, we can, we we're gonna go ahead and do our best. Give us like 30 days. I would say the agreement that you have right now that you signed with Zach, the close date that I have here is, let me see real quick. August 30th. So we might need to like go ahead and extend that because if we're gonna release or do the release, we're gonna have to do the title work. That might take us like a
So
week.
even though the title and all that stuff has already been done by Mountain View and stuff like that, y'all couldn't use any of what they've done to close on that.
I can go ahead and check.
Yeah, because I
We
mean
might
everything
need.
has been done. They have all the supporting documents and all that stuff. I know you all say you like to use your own people, but
Right.
they've already done all that footwork, and stuff.
I
So,
understand.
to huh? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I understand that. We can go ahead and try to consider. I'm gonna check on my end if that's gonna be, something that we can do because you said they've already done the title and all of that.
All of that. Because the reason why I was saying that is that technically the house was supposed to have been sold back June 13th. And the lady had signed all the paperwork and all that stuff. It was just that for some reason her funds, she kept saying one thing or another, with the funds and everything. And so that's the only reason why that didn't go through. and things. Mm-hmm. I mean, she literally went in on the day she was supposed to sign it, and then her real estate agent had difficulty in being able to contact her after that. You know, so that where that was, but Mount View and Seven Hills, I don't know if you're familiar with those settlement offices, were who I think Seven Hills was hers and Mount View was mine.
Okay. I'll take note of that. Do you know, I'm familiar with Mountain View, but you said Seven Hills was the other one?
Yeah, that was for her.
For
that
her.
For
oh, okay.
Her. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think Mountain View is...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
not sure.
Their information too, as well.
I mean, yeah, that would be great. That would be helpful.
Yeah, because I think theirs was, it was right under. I know it wasn't over $500. I know that much for whatever they did. I do know that much with that and stuff. So, and it might even been a little less than that. I can't remember right offhand, but I know it wasn't, you know, a lot, you know, that was done, but everything literally is done. You know, the only thing that just needed to do was receive the money and then file the deed within the recorded amount of time.
Okay. I will go ahead and check that out with our team. I'd wanted to kind of, are you going to talk to your realtor? Because I'd wanted to really know if it will be possible to, you know, get really the reason why your buyer backed out that was, like, you know, supposed to close under 13. I just wanted to really get that
otherwise,
reason.
Honestly, I mean, I don't know. She didn't give any reason as to why she backed out. The only thing was what was her funds. It wasn't, no, I mean, she wanted furniture and everything out of the house and stuff and things. It wasn't, she had a contractor in place and all that type of stuff, but it was her funding. Mm. It wasn't because she backed out because of the house, no. Yeah, it was strictly her funding. Yeah, because she did reach out. And one of the emails said that she had to check to see her money was supposed to be coming from California. And then with that, then she said it was some hold up with the bank. And, you know, that's kind of like where it went from there, because she was actually making an offer more than what I'm selling at this point now, you know, and stuff. So and I have all of that to be able to show. You know, it took a while even for her to release the, the funds when you don't buy it, you know.
Right. And, I mean, one of the things as well that I wanted to check with you is I know that the property has a lockbox on it, so we need to be able to do our own inspection as well. So, you know, if you say that you're going to get the release today, I'm going to have to schedule the inspection with, you know, someone from our team. So I don't know, are they going to, like, you know, remove the lockbox from it so we can
install? No, it's my lockbox. Yeah, it's my lockbox is on there.
It is yours?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I did that because, like I said, I had someone that went in, and that was one reason why I went ahead on and went with a realtor. And things, they went in and kind of disheveled, you know, things and, you know, just went through things and took stuff, you know, that had been in there. But, you know, again, you know, that part of it is what I dealt with. So that's one reason why I had the realtor. Yeah.
Gotcha. I mean, so if we want to do an inspection and also have some of our partners, like, look at the property, would that be, would that be a problem for you?
No, that's not a problem. I mean, I can try to meet them there and things if that, you know, if that's the case or whatever. You know, and I can give you the lockbox, you know, thing.
Code.
But, you know, definitely I want to make sure that, you know, everything, you know.
Everything is, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I'll definitely communicate that if, you know, we have, like, a partner.
Okay.
And also, if we're going to schedule the inspection, and send a team member in there to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm going to make sure to communicate everything
okay.
with you,
mm-hmm.
you know, if that happened. But
mm-hmm. thanks, the house is definitely as is, which I had expressed, which is also listed, you know, on the website for the listing of the house and everything. So,
right.
you know, with that part of it, you know, Zach said that wasn't no problem, that, you know, you all buy them in any condition. So I'm hoping that's the case here, you know, because once I get that release, you know, from him, I won't have anybody but you all pending, you know, on
right.
there.
Right, I mean.
He's had, yeah, he's had some inquiries and stuff with that and everything, too, as well. So, you know, I just want to make sure, you know, that you all are definitely interested, you know.
Right. I mean, would you mind
mm-hmm.
me asking, because I think
mm-hmm.
I've, like, Zach mentioned something
mm-hmm.
in reference to, like, the property needs to be either demolished or,
right.
you know, renovated. Where did
right.
you get that information from?
It's listed on the city's web page on there.
Oh, so it's listed
yeah.
on, because I,
mm-hmm.
he was saying something like, you need to
mm-hmm.
answer the city if it needs to be, like, you know, remodeled or
mm-hmm.
or
yes, yes
or
it does
demolished?
Need to be, it needs to be remodeled. Other words, if somebody such as you all can come in and rehab it, or if not, you know, then it would have to be demolished and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't, you know, have the means as you all would have, or anyone that would buy it that's in that line of field to be able to do.
Is there a specific timeline to that? Like, you know, a deadline?
Yeah. Well, I have until September the 3rd on there, which is not scheduled to be done at that time. But I need to be able to, you know, let them know that I have a concrete buyer with it and everything. So that's one reason why, you know, I called, you know, Zach, which I told him this in the beginning and stuff as well. And like
okay.
I said, you can see it. Yeah, you can see it on there.
So it's on the
list.
Website.
Uh-huh.
Where?
Mm-hmm.
What website
I don't
it
know.
Is so I can take
I'm
a look?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know the city of Lynchburg. I don't know if you would look up under housing or exactly how they have it and things. So I do apologize for that part. You know, I was saying.
Oh, no problem.
Have,
I mean, I'm just
yeah,
trying
you all
to.
Would have access. And I can give you. Keith's number if you need to call him down there at the city for it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure
mm-hmm.
out where did you really get that information, you know, if
mm-hmm.
we need to address something.
Because
you said that you have until September the 3rd to
yeah, I need
answer.
To be able to communicate that I have, you know, someone, an interested buyer. To, you know, be able to make sure that they are aware that somebody does want the property and things and stuff. So, like I said, again, you know, to have it and then, you know, by now it should have been gone, you know. But like I said, I can't, you know, I don't know why her funds didn't come through and things because she hasn't even paid her people. And that was what was in the email to me
mm-hmm.
that was divvied to all of us, you know. And stuff, so I don't know what happened. Yeah, with that, it
so
wasn't
it's
just
like
that I paid. Yeah, she didn't pay her people, so I don't know what happened. But
mm-hmm.
it was a financial thing. It wasn't on, you know, because she did just up and changed her mind. Because I
so
mean,
it's
she
like,
literally went in and signed the papers. Uh-huh.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. So it's like what I'm hearing you're saying is
mm-hmm.
we need to like, you know. Close before September the 3rd?
Yeah, other words, I would like to or either let them know that I really have a serious buyer that's buying it and then because they said they would definitely work with me because of the stuff that I've done in the community and stuff like that and things. They said they would definitely, you know, work with me, just keeping them informed as to what's going on.
Okay, and that's the city
yeah.
of Lynchburg?
Yes.
That you're talking to,
yes,
like
ma'am.
Over, are you actively communicating with them over the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm communicating, email, or whatever the case may be. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, got it. Okay. Well, I will go ahead and definitely talk about this with the team and also with Jack.
Okay.
He's actually sick right now, so
Oh, okay. So do you
he's
need to
out.
talk to him first before I go over there today to make sure, or it's okay to go ahead on and do it, or?
Yes, I think just because our hands are tight, we kind of just need you to really make this right. Because you're bound to still another agreement. And I would say, just leave the bowling to court.
Okay. Oh yeah, no, I mean if you think you all are serious, I have no issues driving over there to go get whatever I need to get so that I can email, 'cause I've already gotten the payoff amount. And
Great.
everything. I got
Absolutely.
that
I
last
mean,
week right after I talked to you, so I already have that. And like I told you, everything was done. All the footwork was done. It was just her releasing the funds, but she hadn't, I wasn't the only one that didn't get paid, you know, her realtor as well as her, and I have an email to be able to back all of this up, that she just wasn't responding to anybody, and her realtor went over to the office and everything, and she left a message, stated that she was going to call her back. What she did instead was text her and said there was a hold up with her funds, and I have an email to show, you know, that part too.
okay. Well,
Yeah.
I would say we would still need to get that release for us to, move
Okay.
forward
Okay.
with anything. So I would,
Okay.
talk to your agent
Okay.
and
Yeah, because he just, right before I
have
called you, I texted him and everything, because I think he must have been sick or something, because normally he responds pretty quickly to me, and I was like, is something going on or whatever, and he texted back, and he said, you know, that there were inquiries and things like that, but again, I told him that you all seem to still be interested in everything, so he said if I needed the agreement, then it's ready, is what he told me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate you. I know that I think I can see how much trust this is causing you, and I know that the
Yes.
process with him has been going on
Yeah.
for months as well, and
Yeah. 'Cause this
I
is the
just
first
hear that.
time ever, the property and stuff, that I've ever sold anything of this, you know, magnitude and stuff. And, you know, if it hadn't have been, what I had was a co-borrower on there, but that person is deceased and things, and that was my biggest issue,
Okay.
with that, you know, from a marriage. So that's how that all kind of played about. There's a backstory, but I don't want to bore you with that and everything. And but the part is that all of that's clear, and that's the reason why I said Mountain View, which I told Zach when we first talked, that all of that had been done, and things. So it was just a matter of just filing the deed, and that was
Okay.
it. Yeah.
Well, hey, no, just give me an update. If
Okay.
you're gonna talk to your realtor, just let me
Yes,
know what will
ma'am.
happen. And
Okay.
then I'm just here to listen, and I just wanted to provide
Okay.
all the information that I can so that,
Okay.
you can make the very best decision for yourself.
Oh, okay.
And
Yeah, no, I'm gonna go ahead on and text him right back, and then let him know I can come, you know, to the office this evening, and then I'll get everything emailed to you, so that you can
okay.
have it, 'cause the payoff is there too, and I might have to get a different payoff amount, but I think you all can also call at that point once I give it to you all too, to see with the closing, whoever handles the closing, and everything, 'cause I know they did that. Mount View did that again, just to confirm, you know, because I had made payments in between, you know, the time that I had initially gave them the paper too, because I want to make sure that, you know, stays where it needs to be too as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Okay.
thank you very much for giving me an update. I'm gonna
Okay.
wait whatever it is that will happen, or
Yeah, no, I'm gonna get
what
ready.
will
I'm
be
gonna
the
text them as soon as
conversation.
we. Yeah, we get off the phone and everything, and then let them know I'll
Right.
go ahead on. Yeah,
And
and
I'm
I'll.
gonna also
Okay.
do like just a research on like, you know, your timeline, because I still don't understand, mm-hmm. like, the September the 3rd. You said that you communicate with them via email and also via mm-hmm. phone, so I'm not sure.
Right.
Are you comfortable in, like, say, sending us that notice that you need
okay,
to
now,
answer
I don't have,
them?
I don't have a notice with that on there. That's the reason why mm-hmm. I said, you know, I can give you Keith's information and stuff like that, but I don't have a notice, other than the fact that when I talk to them on the phone. But I can
Keith
look and see.
Is,
I look through my emails.
Keith is the person that you're talking with from?
Yeah, at the city. Uh-huh.
City? Okay.
Yeah.
Would it be possible to get his phone number?
Yeah, I can do that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hold on a second.
Or you can forward that to me later after this call if you're going to look it up.
Okay, I'm trying to see. This is what I'm trying to see what I'm looking through. What did you say your email was again? I'm sorry.
My email is careteam@tva.email.
Care team at what? I'm
yes.
sorry.
Care team.
Uh-huh.
At C for Charlie.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Care team at. I'm outside.
CVA.
CVA. Uh huh.
Dot email.
Okay, I think I done something wrong. Okay, careteam@cva.email.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Did I? Oh, that's. Oh, okay, okay. Okay. All right. I just sent you something just now.
Oh, okay, let me.
Okay, and this is the conversation that I had on 7/23, and I called Zach. I think it was 7/24 or something like that. Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I got it.
And the house has never been in a fire. You know, they had it for that. What I had was, what you call it, the gutters. What do you call it? They have double sets of gutters, but I can't think of the word for mm-hmm. it on the house. That's what my issue was, hidden gutters.
It was,
that's what you call it, yeah.
Was it on fire?
No.
They said that it was
on
fire.
No, it's never been. There's no record or anything like that of it ever being on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the fire department, in that case, you would be able to pull something from the fire department. And that it's never been. It's been a case of where the hidden gutters were the issue with it, and I didn't know anything about hidden gutters, and evidentially the contractor I had didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who is Miss Jackson?
I'm Miss Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're okay. Yeah, I'm the one. You're okay.
It says here that I spoke with Miss Jackson, so I thought that was like a different.
Yeah, because I used to work and you know, on boards and stuff for the city and stuff like that. So that's my discussion where I had with city councilmen and all of that. And I talked to Keith on the phone, which is Keith White, and he said that if I find a buyer, that he would, as his state's in there, that they would work with the frame.
And Kent is, who's White Kent?
Kent, he's one of the, oh goodness, I can't explain. He's the head of that department.
Head of the department from the city?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And like Keith is the main contact person that you have been talking to. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because other words, as long as I got somebody that's interested in buying the property, then they'll work with me because they don't want to have to do, you know, that either and things, which he also expressed, you know, and stuff. And he, you know, he knew how, you know, I worked in the city and stuff like that and everything. So he said he can definitely, you know, that I'm not like the average, if you want to be able to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, I've got the letter.
It definitely was not in a fire. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely not. Yeah, other words, it's basically due to water and the fact that it had hidden gutters that I was not aware of, and those tend to have that is what I, you know, was later understood, you know, to understand at that point.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and work on this. I'm just going to go ahead and read through everything, and then just let me know if what will be the conversation that you're going to have with the realtor. I'm going to go ahead
discuss this. It's basically, there's no other, you know, because like I told him that you all seem to still be interested, and if you all are, then with that, he said that he could do the release today is what he told me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well. All righty. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Andrea. I think I'm going to wait for an update from you, and I'm going to do my research about this and what you've sent. Thank you very much. I really appreciate this. This is like really a valuable information for us. And I appreciate you just, like, sending this
in.
Yeah,
and
it's what
I told Zach, you know, when I talked to him on the phone. And that's what prompted me when I saw you all's, you know, commercial on TV and everything. And like I said, you know, everything was done, you know, and it was just the mere fact of her funding that she didn't have to come through, you know, and stuff, and that was it. You know, she never said that she was backing out because of the condition of the house. She actually forego any inspections and all that stuff and things, and she was buying it as is.
Okay. I'll take note of that. I'm sorry. I'm just reading on, just the email.
Making sure. Other words, how that email came about was because I went to Sterling Wilder, which you'll see. He's the one that reached out to Keith because I went to my Ward 2 representative, you know, and things, because I felt like that, you know, that I needed to be given the time to be able to sell it, you know, and things, because a lot of any communications that was coming, they were sending it to the house, even though I had a forwarding address, you know, and things. So with that part of it, that's where Keith Wright was initially who I was talking to with everything. And so with that, I wasn't getting any correspondence, which, you know, had went out. And so with that part of it, that's where, you know, I went to them and I explained explained that, and so, which was very understandably so, but they never forwarded, you know, to the address until after, you know, Keith and I had talked, and he, I don't know how he got my number, but that's how he ended up calling me,
mm-hmm.
And things, and that's how, you know, the discussion about the house, and then that was where I told him, I said, well, I've been trying to sell it, and things, and but I had, you know, an in-law that was, you know, on there, which made it a little difficult, you know, to do and things, but of course, you know, they're deceased now and things, so
right.
I don't have that issue anymore, but then I have this new issue, you know, and things, so that's where, you know, that all came in at, you know, and I'm not trying to, you know, do a plea party or nothing like that, but
right.
there is a backstory is what I'm trying to say.
Of course.
Know, and things that was what was my blocker, you know, from moving forward.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm gonna probably do my research about this.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Like what I said, Zach is sick right now, so I might be able
okay.
to give you an update tomorrow. But
okay.
if there's, like, you know,
yeah,
any
I'm
update.
Sorry to hear about that, too. Mm-hmm.
Right. It was,
mm-hmm.
like, some type of, like, a kidney stone.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's
yeah,
really in pain.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand that. I've had relatives that had that, too. I used to work in a hospital, so I know.
Oh.
For a man, it's like having a baby.
you know,
so it's, you know, they have to pass it, though, you know, and things. And sometimes surgically it has to be done if they can't pass it, you know, with other means before the surgical procedure. Yeah.
Great.
And
okay.
it's probably easy to pass it with surgery.
Right.
Yeah,
well, not
yeah.
sure what's going to happen to him,
okay.
but
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
know when he's going to be back as well, because
oh,
he's
okay.
really in pain, but I'm going
mm-hmm.
to talk
oh, yeah,
to,
no, it's understandable. Yeah.
to our team and then see what where do we go from here.
Okay.
I'm going to have to talk to them about the timeline because
okay.
based on this like email that
mm-hmm.
you've sent, you only have until September the 3rd.
Yeah, but if I have a buyer, they're willing to work, you know, with whoever the buyer is. So that has to be, you know, that is stated in there and everything, too, as
mm-hmm.
well. Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so I do want you to say, you know, and you actually have Keith, you know, on that and stuff
right.
as well. So, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I appreciate you giving all this information, Andrea.
Okay.
Like what I've said, I'll go ahead and probably
mm-hmm.
call you. What time
okay.
are you usually available? I know that you are working usually the day.
Yeah,
so.
If I know, this week is pretty light because usually I do training, you know, audits and stuff like that. But I'm good anytime that you all need to talk or whatever the case may be, it's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you text me, you know, hey, call me, you know, or something like that, or shoot me a voicemail. If I don't pick up, I'll definitely call you back.
Okay. Thank you very
yeah.
much. Okay.
Yeah,
well, I think
I did
that will be.
I skills training yesterday, so that was why I missed your call yesterday. Yeah, but the rest of the week I'm good. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So anytime would be okay. If I cannot
yes.
reach you, I'll definitely, like, leave you a voicemail or send you a text.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Alrighty.
And, but, yeah, but mainly all they just need to know is that I got a serious buyer and everything, but the house was never
right.
on fire. Yeah, it was never
okay.
on fire. If you can
thanks
definitely.
For clarifying that.
Yes, yes, there's no fire damage, you know, and stuff with that. And there's no, absolutely no fire marshal's report to substantiate, you know, that in there.
Okay. Is your
yeah.
is your realtor still actively looking for a buyer?
Yes. Yeah, because that's what he texted me because I asked him, you know, what was going on because I didn't hear from him last week and everything, so I'm assuming he must have been under the weather because he's never not texted me back or
right.
called me, you know, and things. And but he said, yeah, he's had some inquiries and just waiting to see, but at the same time, if you all are more concrete, you know, at this point, and things, you know, I'd rather, you know, go ahead on and, because my main thing, my interest has been gone, you know, I love the house, I did when I lived in it, you know, and things, but, you know, that's part of my past, too, you know, as I explained, I had in-laws, you know, and things, and I would like to be able to see that not be part of my future, you know, any longer.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah. And I know that whoever comes in can take it and make it the gem that it, you know, the way you all do things modernly now, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
what we do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
The way, you know, I look at the shows on TV and stuff like that and, you know, I dabble in repairs, but nothing, you know, to that capacity, you know, and things. So with that part of it, you know, I've watched flips and what they take and do, you know, barns. I've seen barns turned into immaculate homes, you know, so, you know. And it has plenty
right.
of space.
Right.
You know, so that's one thing. It has plenty of inside space and, you know, even like I had explained, it's plumbing in one of the bedrooms, in the middle bedroom, too, that could actually be, you know, another suite, ensuite, or whatever you want to call it, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think I've got all the information that I need.
Okay.
I think it's really the best
okay.
to get that release first,
okay.
and then... after we do that, we're going to
okay.
go ahead and schedule the inspection or just a walkthrough
okay.
just for us to get a pictures and
okay.
like just see the actual condition of the house. After
right.
the inspection, we're going to go ahead and start the title and
okay.
all that. And of course, I'm gonna check
yeah,
what's really going
on. Do you want me to send you Mount View or you don't want that?
Oh, yes. I mean, that
okay.
that will be helpful. We can definitely
okay.
consider that. And then I'm going to
okay.
have to check what's really going on with,
mm-hmm.
You know, this like, email that you sent about the September
okay.
the 3rd.
Okay.
Just, like, a bit of a research on my end as well. So.
Oh, yeah. No, that's understandable. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's the reason why I said, you know, at this point, you know, everything is right there. You know, it is, as you know, as what it is, you know, and things. But the inaccuracy is the first part of it, you know, and things.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, and that's the only thing that's the inaccuracy of that, you know, email right there. And I
Absolutely.
Didn't bother to rebuttal, you know, and things because it's not a... you know, apples or oranges, you know, I know it needs to be repaired, and that's no ifs, ands, or buts, but I do know that it's never been a fire, and you all can check with the Lynchburg Fire Marshal, you know, here too
right.
as well, you know.
Okay. All right, well, it's a pleasure talking to you, Andrea.
Okay.
I will definitely talk to you later or
okay.
tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I just hope the conversation that you're going to have with your agent is going to go well. And
yes,
whatever
yes.
it
well,
is.
Him and I have already talked, and he's been a, you know, a big help in things and an advocate too, you know, and stuff. So I can't sit back and, you know, and complain,
right.
you know, and things. So with that, he was very, you know, when he first told me that Zach had mentioned that to him, I hadn't heard it first because I told him that I had told, you know, Zach in the beginning that's what, you know, I wanted
mm-hmm.
the extra money to be able to pay him, you know, and things and stuff because I had him on, you know, as the realtor for the property.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think that will be it for me, Andrea.
Okay.
Okay. I'll just wait for your update about
that.
Yeah,
as far as problems or does it seem
like honestly I'm not really sure how to deal with it. That's why I have to like discuss
oh,
it with
okay.
the team because
oh,
you know, the email
mm-hmm.
that you've received. But
mm-hmm.
like what you've said, as long as you have like a concrete buyer,
mm-hmm.
they're not gonna demolish the property. I think that's the only thing that I'm concerned with right now
mm-hmm.
is the
mm-hmm.
the scheduled
September
like
3rd.
The
uh-huh.
yeah the September 3rd
well, he
demolition
said that it's coming off he said it's coming off of the holiday too, so he said it's not like it's going to be done that day. But he said too that if we come, and that's mentioned in the email, that if I come with, you know, a buyer that has a, you know, a plan for the property, then with that,
right,
you know, they are definitely going to work with me.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. So if it puts you at ease at all, you know, that that's, you know, like I said, I was calling based on the fact, you know, of what, you know, the commercial said too, and you know, and I, you know, definitely said it to him, you know, when because I think he used the word derelict or something like that, and I told him yes, you know, with that
the derelict
property. Yeah, I can't remember. It was some word he said. I can't remember. So I apologize. But,
no worries.
But this was Zach. Yeah, the conversation was Zach. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, but like I said, thank you again. And whatever you all can do, I'll be grateful. And if not, you know, then, you know, the journey is somewhere else. So I do appreciate it.
Absolutely. And
okay.
Like what I said, I'm gonna make sure to keep you updated on whatever
okay.
it is.
Okay.
So I appreciate you, and I hope you have
okay.
yourself a good evening.
Okay.
And I will
yeah,
talk
and
to you.
Yeah, and I'm
going to
get with Josh, too, and everything right after this
okay.
call, so I do appreciate it. And thank
Absolutely.
You so much. Okay.
Absolutely, Andrea. Thank you very much as well, and have
oh,
yourself
okay.
a good evening.
Okay, you too, and thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.